were just in a session talking about how this whole video thing works and everything. Can you give us a quick overview on what you guys talked about?
Yeah, so it's really talking about how call center technology has been changing. And I think some of the aspects about it is how branches are under attack, new channels have been introduced, and the challenge is that call centers are getting squeezed because they're being asked to deliver services that they weren't traditionally tooled to deliver. And so we talked a little bit about the different things that credit unions are doing now, one being introducing video technology and using video technology to do some of these services that they can't do through self-service channels. Of course, there's the ITMs and the capability through video tellers, and I think that's something that people are starting to understand. Then we talked about something that Tracy's been deploying from our company, which is the mobile video, which is the ability to do sales and service type interactions. So rather than teller transactions, it's about new loans, new accounts, and those types of functions that are very difficult to do on your own. And very difficult for a call center to do without the ability to exchange documents or exchange signatures.
Right. Yeah, you've been on the show a few times doing demo. The demos are awesome, I have to tell you. They are so much fun to do. So Tracy, you are using this stuff. What's it like? I mean, can you give us a quick overview on how you guys have used it and maybe some results or something like that?
Yeah, so we've been using the interactive teller machine since December 2014, and we've seen a lot of adoption through it. We use them more in our drive-through, but we always knew that we wanted a second platform. We wanted to be able to deliver the things that the machines can't. The machines are very cash transactions, those types of transactions. Most people will go to their mobile device to do transfers between their accounts. So they'll come to us when they actually want transfers, make their loan payments quick, fast, in a hurry through the drive-through. But we wanted to be able to help our call center. Fraud is huge. So we wanted something that would combat fraud, but we could get adoption on something that our members are already using. I mean, I asked in the breakout session, how many of you don't have your cell phones with you right now?
I was in there for that question.
Yeah, and not one hand went up. So
everybody had their phone.
Prove my point that everybody's carrying your mobile device, so why not put us on your mobile device? I was saying our tagline for this year is "We go there." That's our marketing campaign, and we truly do go there. We're going everywhere with you. If you're a member of ours or even not a member and need to get a hold of us, our application is right in your back pocket. So we've been using the mobile platform since the start of the year, I think, is when we deployed it. We use it for everything. We're not just using it for new accounts or loans. We actually use it to combat fraud, to help with identifying our members, members that are traveling if they end up having debit card issues or a card gets stuck.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. So we're actually utilizing it in different ways, including some of our members that can't actually come see us anymore. We have some of our members, and not just older members, but we have a younger member who had a rodeo accident, and he actually is living in a living facility now because the accident was very severe, so he needs help. And he noticed fraud on his account. Lucky enough, seen our advertisement on the TV, so he downloaded the app and got a hold of us, and we're actually able to help him with it. And it was just so touching because one of the first things he said to us is, "You gave me back my independence. The first time since my accident that I actually felt whole again." So it's been an incredible journey for us.
Wow. I thought the personal examples that Tracy had about how people were using it were really it's just really gratifying to see that it's not just a technology platform, it's really the people behind it. And that was one of the themes that we talked about, is that a credit union is, a lot of people say, our credit union is special because of our people. Our people care about our members. Our people serve our members in unique ways. And I thought Tracy gave some really good examples of how her people, her staff, are able to serve her members differently through this new channel, through this mobile device. So just having it available, that's pretty cool. But having the staff that can access or be accessible to the members in a different way is really fun.
Yeah, because video connects you. It automatically, because you see facial expressions, and it's the next best thing to this, you know, in person. So it's a major connector, and that's why I love this technology that you guys have come up with. And I'm so happy that it's working out for you guys. What was member reaction like when you first rolled it out? Was there some like, "Oh my gosh, we're going to be on video," or what was the reaction like? And I'm sure it's over the moon now.
when we first thought that we would get the adoption from our younger members, oh, this is really cool, but we actually found that the opposite was true. Our older members started to adopt to it better, and I'll give credit to the younger generations for teaching the older generation how to use FaceTime. I know that when I'm at conferences, I FaceTime my grandbaby, I FaceTime my children to make sure that I'm still a part and I don't feel as guilty when I'm gone. And because we've already started using the technology in other areas, they already know how to do it, so they're actually pretty comfortable with it. And we were surprised. Our older members are actually really comfortable. I think it's an Alexa ad where it says, say home, and then she pops up and her family's there talking to her. And I always remember that because I'm like, now Pioneer is there. We're just not there. We're just there on the banking side. Plus, it still allows us. We were founded people helping people. It's what we credit unions believe in. It's how we operate, and we're still there. Our people are still helping our people. Our members are helping our members. We're giving platforms of convenience so that we can continue to service our members across multiple channels, but it's our employees doing it, and it's our culture is being shared just across different platforms.
And plus, it's kind of fun too, don't you think? And there's a big time cool factor, all that good stuff. I want to get to, what were a couple of takeaways in the session? What did you want your audience to leave with today?
A couple things. One thing was is just that they need to revisit this call center topic. There's all these channels that we've created in the industry are humanless, but we talked about how important people are, particularly the credit union movement. Mm-hmm. And so how do they utilize their call center in a way to create those interactions that we just talked about here? Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of the big takeaways. The other one was we shared a little bit some of the challenges, things that people need to consider. Some of the things we talked about, and we had a ton of questions about staffing. Who do you have staffed on this, right? Particularly with the video tellers, do you have a teller staff that or a call center agent staff that? And with the sales and service with the Pop.io mobile video, who's going to be taking those calls? So we talked a little bit about that. And I think Tracy had a really good message about what the right type of person is, whether it's the skill set or whether it's the actual person itself. And maybe you can share that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, thank you.
We found that with the skill set of employees that it's more important to make sure that you're finding the right employees that want to do that channel. One, you want employees that are passionate about what they do and want to do it. So if they're passionate about being on video, they enjoy being on video, they enjoy those interactions, but might not necessarily be comfortable in the branch structure or don't really know a traditional branch. It's allowed us to actually bring them into the movement and give them that passion where they're actually truly helping people because that's what drives them, that's what motivates them, and then teach them the skill set. So we actually look for people who want to be on video and enjoy actually delivering that and reaching a larger membership base, because our video team sees every member that we have that comes across there. They're not just limited to the geographical area that our branch location is in. So they actually know people from our Twin Falls branch all the way up to our Haley. So it's really fun to watch them interact and the passion that they can really push across that video. So we're after the personality and what motivates those employees. And as long as the video platform's it, that's how we make sure we're staffing.
I think you guys are hitting this at the right, the timing of this is impeccable because with the younger generations coming up, because I know for my kids, they're on video all day long. They want their own YouTube channels. They want all this type of, we barely take pictures. It's all, everything's video. And so that's kind of a natural thing for them to do now. This is still kind of a novelty for a lot of people, but for like kids these days, this is, you know, like reading a book. So this, I mean, you guys are really hitting it at the right time. And I think this is a good thing to have to get younger, I guess, members into a credit union. Is that kind of what you're finding as well?
It's
maybe one of the reasons for having it, possibly?
It was, I think, one of the reasons at the beginning when we started it was to really get that younger membership, show them that credit unions aren't old, that we do have technology, that we're looking at technology, we're excited by their technology, to let them know that we are staying competitive. Mm-hmm. I don't think what we were prepared for is who was actually going to adopt first, but we're happy if it's our members that are already members with us and they're finding that these channels are helping us serve them better, then we're all for it. But we're definitely seeing new members come through as well because we go wherever they go now. We're not restricted. We're a community chartered. Our branches have to be in certain locations. So we can now travel with them. If a military member has to deploy somewhere, we're right there with them. If a member or family has to move because of a job, they want to keep us as their primary financial institution, we now have ways to serve them there too. So I think it's really helped us retain our membership and not lose those relationships relationships that we've built, worked so hard to build with our members, but it's allowing us to outreach even further and build better relationships.
And it shows your, I'm sorry, Jed, I just want to say, and it shows that your credit union is really staying on top of technology and top of that stuff, which is goes a long way for your membership, I imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Jed, I'll let you.
Well, I love that messaging, because I think it allows a credit union to think differently about the way they service, whereas traditionally it's, this is our branch network, this is where we serve. But these examples of people who are moving away or they need access when they're not in that footprint, they can still be served, and they can serve at branch level quality of interaction. And I think that's really what we're trying to provide, is a platform that can create, basically level the competitive playing field for credit unions. Large banks might have branches all over the place, and a credit union can't replicate that model, but they can create a level of convenience and access to a high level of service through a platform like Pop.io.
And taking advantage of the mobile aspect as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, take advantage of the convenience of people always having that in their pocket. So I think the timing's right. The consumers are ready. And I think we're starting to see a lot of success with credit unions moving this direction.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Anything else to wrap up? Last question for you, Jed. Where are we going from here? What's in store for 2019?
Okay. Well, our team launched Video Tellers into the credit union industry, and it took us about 5 years to get some momentum, and then things still really started moving. With Pop.io, I'm seeing that within our first year, we're already surpassing the numbers that we had over 5 years with the Eugenius and the Video Teller products. So I see continued growth. I see adoption. I see a lot of success stories, similar to what Tracy's been sharing. And so we're super excited about the future and about what we can do and how we can change the way members are served by credit unions.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Tracy, thank you very much. Jed, thank you very much. You guys keep up the good work. This is the stuff that gets me really excited. So.